Okay, afternoon. We've turned our attention full speed ahead, getting prepared for Indy this weekend. So, questions?
Did you come out of yesterday healthy? Did everybody finish the game that started it?
We did.
Well, they're facing the Colts. You see how well they play offensively, especially on the road. What are some of the things you really have to guard against?
Well, we're digging in on the preparation right now for it, but obviously, Andrew Luck is a terrific quarterback, and Frank Gore is a heck of a back, and they've got some speed at wide receiver and some tight ends that can hurt you. So, got a good group, and looks like they played really, really well yesterday. Played very well on defense as well.
Jack, you've had 7 fourth quarter comebacks now.
It's been a collective effort, I think. The guys have stayed in the fight, and we've made plays, at the end to give ourselves an opportunity and in some cases actually win the game.
What's about your defense team? It's been really well in this situation, protecting the lead late, especially the pass rush. What's been the key in this situation?
Well, anytime you're playing good pass defense, it's a combination of the rush and the coverage, and I think that they've really kind of stepped up, in critical moments, and the coverage has been a little better, and the rush has been a little better, and you add it up, and it's been, it's been able to help us come up with some key stops.
The offense struggled a bit yesterday, just 1-on-1 touchdown. Do you focus on that this week, for the last 2 games, or do you just kind of just?
Well, we keep rolling, but one of the things we do is, look back at the past week and learn, what we need to learn. Certainly, it ends up being 1-for-7 in the red zone, but in reality it's 1-for-6, the last one being a kneel down that we'd be happy to take. But 1-for-6, we started the year scoring on 10 of our first 11, scoring touchdowns on 10 of our first 11, so we know how to do it. We know what it looks like to do it the right way. We just need to make sure that we're executing the game plan. And I'm not sure that we were able to get that done yesterday the way we want to. So we'll go back to the drawing board on that and make the corrections and then move on.
You're 11-3. How far from a finished product are you?
You're never finished. You're never finished.
How close to being?
Well, we've seen glimpses of what we're capable of. We want to be in constant pursuit of a perfect performance, and the perfection is not really in the end result. The perfection is in the effort that you give, and we're just looking to give, tremendous effort, clean up what we can, be very competitive, and continue to win situations and win games. Did you say Bruce?
Yeah. Bruce Irvin's.
Yeah, yeah. I thought it was. I saw a quote of his that said, "You've asked me about Khalil more than you've asked me about me."
Yeah.
He's a proud guy. He's brought toughness and athleticism and speed to our defense. And he played great yesterday. Really, really stepped up in some key moments and made some big time plays for us.
DeAndre Washington, been really a few weeks since he's been involved in the offense, to get him back out there, and was able to make some nice plays. Was that nice to kind of see him get back involved?
It was good to see. He practiced really, really well, and the numbers worked out where we could get him active, and it carried over into the game. I thought he gave us some juice there, and I think he was eager to get back out there.
Jack, in situations like this down the stretch where you're in the playoffs now, the importance of having guys who've been there, like Crabtree or Malcolm or Bruce, what do they add to maybe some of the younger players or guys who haven't had the opportunity?
I think guys that have been there just have that experience. They're able to share with some of the younger guys of what it's really like, how the intensity picks up, the importance of each possession picks up. But it's still a game. I think that's what they'll be able to remind them. And, you know, for us, we just want to play the game, want to be as prepared as possible in the next two opportunities in the regular season to determine, you know, what the final seeding will be. But for us, it's one at a time. It's not going to change, you know. And we've got Indy coming in and good football team. And I know they need to win, and we need to win. So it's two good teams that need to win, and it should be a great game. Yeah, I mean, I honestly, I'm excited for the fans, you know, to be in the playoffs, and there's been a drought here. You know, we got here 2 years ago and talked about winning the division and being in the playoffs. And so the be in the playoffs part's there, and the win the division is still yet to be determined. So we need to continue to work on that, let the fans enjoy the other part. But as a team, we've got to get back to work, and that's really how it is, whether you win or lose. You know, you get ready for the next opportunity, and that's the part we can control. That's the part we need to focus on.
How do you keep the atmosphere calm like you have prior to San Diego's game? When you clinch this early, guys get excited and, you know, face a team that probably doesn't have, like, the best record, but, you know, like Steve said, can play you really hard.
Sure. Well, what I do is I just point out the tape, you know, and I refer to years of experience in this league. You know, every team has really talented players and coaches that have pride, that are going to be putting together a plan to try and, you know, ruin your Sunday. And so I think it's so important to respect that, respect the work that goes in, respect the game. And you know, we get this opportunity to go compete and understand that we're going to get their very best. And so we prepare for that, and we understand that. We look at the tape. We, you know, break down the opponent the way we do each and every game. And I think if when you approach it that way, it gives you a much better chance to play, kind of flatten out, not have the extreme highs and lows, but, you know, flatten out your performance and have solid performances. I've got, I did hear quite a bit. I've not been able to answer many yet because the attention has turned towards Indy already. But so I've got a little work to do later to say thank you to a bunch of people.
Speaking of the fans, Jack, we've seen this a lot where there's a ton of Raider fans in parts across the country, but especially in San Diego. And I was wondering if you were at all startled by the number yesterday. I mean, this was pretty dramatic.
I wasn't startled by the number that I saw yesterday, only because we kind of had a little bit of a hint ahead of time that it was trending that way. And there were reports that I was aware of that it was going to be close to 70%, you know, silver and black. So it was awesome to see, to take over a stadium like that. And a great environment for our guys to play in.
You've been around the NFL a long time. Have you ever seen a situation like this in any stadium with any other team?
Not seen it like that. No, I think we travel. I think our fans travel as well as any team out there. So, you know, there's some that travel well, but that was pretty impressive by the Raider Nation.
Derek knows the drill in terms of not discussing what's hurting him or what's not hurting him. But when you're taking victory formation, shotgun snaps or spread snaps, it seems pretty apparent there's still issues with that finger. Is that important for you to get up under center at some point before now and the end of the season?
No, and I don't think I wouldn't draw too many conclusions from that. You know, I think you know, we're doing what we think is right for us, and it's not that we can't or haven't. It's just that we're choosing to proceed the way we are. Nothing new.
Jack, considering that great catch by Crabtree and the Derek's run when he held the ball out, you might not have won this game without replay reviews. Have you always been a fan of them?
I have. I believe in getting it right where you can. I'd like to see it get expanded to any call that you think is important enough for your team. And so, but yeah, we, you know, I've got good people that help with that decision making, and we've been fortunate to be on the right side of a bunch of those.
You talked about, since you got here, about goal of winning the division. What was it that you saw when you took this job that made you believe that could happen?
It wasn't anything that I saw. There wasn't anything that I saw. We had a lot of work to do, but it's a belief that anything's possible when you get a group of men to believe in each other and to buy in and to work hard, and we've done that. And we've added to the talent base, and we've embraced the message, and we are, I think, a very selfless team. I mean, I think the guys legitimately are most concerned with helping each other play good football and win games, and less concerned about individual playing time or individual stats.
Was it a belief in Reggie's vision? Was it your vision of Reggie's?
I felt a unified front gives you a chance, you know, and having people that are on the same page is so important. And so that's a great place to start. And then from there, it was a lot of work and a lot of belief. We're not there yet, oh, bless you, but we're working at it. So, you know, we're closer, but that is the number one goal. And the biggest reason that's the number one goal is because it guarantees you a spot in the postseason tournament. And you get into that playoff tournament, and anything's possible. So you want to make sure that you put yourself in a position to get there by winning your division first.
How much would it mean to get the first round by?
Well, I mean, for right now, honestly, it obviously it's always better to be one step closer to the ultimate goal of a championship, right? But right now it's about Indy. You know, I mean, I don't want to get too far down the road of talking about 2, 3, 4 weeks from. I mean, let's talk about Indy. We've got Indy coming up this week. It's a good football team, well coached, great quarterback, and we'll be ready for them.
I'm curious about that Michael Rivera play where he.
Yep.
And I understand that if you're going to the ground as you're catching the ball, you've got to retain possession.
Mm-hmm.
He took like 5 steps and then was tackled and then went down and then lost the ball. Do you know, I mean, did that seem like a strange play, a strange call to you?
No, well, it seems strange from my childhood days, maybe your childhood days. We played in the park. That was a catch all day. But in today's NFL, that's become an incomplete. And, you know, if you're going to the ground, which he went to the ground, come up with the ball. And that's really the rule as I know it, you know. And so anytime you see a guy headed to the ground and he doesn't come up with, like Coop had one, right, very similar. You know, he took a couple steps and he actually reached out and the ball came out. And, you know, those – you just don't get those. I mean, those are going to be incompletes.
Speaking of Cooper, do you need to get him a little bit more involved, get him some more balls?
It'd be nice to get him a few more balls, but I think at the end of the day, you know, we want to stack up wins. I think that's most important, but I think getting your premier players involved is usually a good thing.
Like a couple of premier college running backs have opted to not play their bowl games, one of whom you know. Do you have any thoughts on that at all? When you're looking at players, would that affect the way you look at somebody that they didn't?
I have a ton of thoughts on that. And Will told me that you were going to ask this question today. He didn't say you specifically, but and I said, there's no way we're going to talk about the draft right now. There's no way, Will. So, Will, you're right. I'm wrong. Okay. But I would just say that we cannot talk about or underclassmen guys, and I mean I don't think we can. I'm trying to follow league protocol. I'm just going to say How about this? If I hide behind it like this, I'll just say, you know, each young man has to make a decision of what's best for him.